know, people always ask me about this term called private label or private labeling for retail. And they're never really sure about what it means, but they keep hearing this term. And so that I wanted to take a minute to really kind of explain what it's all about, because I think it is imperative that a lot of you understand this concept. So there's a couple of different ways to sell to the retailers, right? So it's one is that you sell your product directly to them. It's your brand. It's your product. It's your packaging. It's your whole entire product, and you're selling to the big box stores. But then there's a whole other section of that major retailer where it's private label. And really what that means is, say you go to a grocery store, like say Safeway is one that's local to me. So if you go to Safeway, sometimes they always have a Safeway brand. So it's actually Safeway's brand, but ultimately it's still products on the shelves and they're still selling the products. And sometimes people will go and buy the Safeway brand versus something else for because of the fact that it's Safeway, it's cheaper or whatever it is for them. And so ultimately, that's private label. It basically means that you're selling it under that retailer's brand, essentially. And so the reason you want to know this is because a lot of the retailers have really been pushing private label over the years because it helps them grow their business, and so they do different pricing and all sorts of different reasons why they kind of focus on private label. And if you do some research on it, you'll see what's really where a lot of these retailers are going. But ultimately, they're not creating. A lot of times, these retailers aren't going to go out and create new products. So they partner up with people like you who'd be willing to maybe put your brand aside. And then ultimately, if you're okay with that, you'll package your product under their brand. And then ultimately, they'll sell it in the stores. Now, why would somebody do that, right? Because you're like, I don't want them to take my product and then not have my brand all over it. Well, some of you, that makes no sense, right? Because you have a great brand and that's like the business you want to be in. Some of you want to make money. And you want to sell your product on a mass scale. And if that's kind of interesting to you, like where you can actually sell your product normally and through a private label channel, ultimately, it just means that the buyers buy a ton of product and they are definitely more compelled to work with you on a larger scale. And there's a lot of benefit to that. People make big money in private label. When I first started in the industry, I actually sold jewelry. It was one of my first lines in New York as a manufacturer's rep and to all the major retailers, and that was one of my first products. And so ultimately, we did most of it on private label, and we made a killing. Why? Because the more of a product we could funnel to these retailers, because we were willing to do it, and sometimes in certain industries, it's more common than others. But ultimately, there was a lot of money to be made, and so that was why a lot of times we focused on that route. So if that makes any sense to you, definitely explore the private label option, because it can really grow your business, and it's pretty awesome. So, and I talk about that in my Retail MBA program as well.